Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Elton. Nice 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A great day had by all yesterday at Highland Pines. What a really, really nice tournament Dan Pastorini had. A great time it was had by all. It was a lot of fun. So really appreciate them. That's one of my courses.
And you play?
I did. Yeah, we had a good time. We shot 12 under, which was pretty good with the
cheating
team we had. We didn't cheat once. We had three eagles.
Cheating.
Three eagles.
Cheating.
Yeah. Did you have any eagles yesterday?
Cheating.
You throwing a frisbee into a chain?
I did go out, but then
did
I
you
cut
have any
it.
Eagles?
I cut it. Isn't no. that a little warm yesterday? It's the hottest.
It was fun.
It was literally the hottest day in the history of our planet.
Can you be
yesterday
softer?
In Houston, the Houston planet?
It was beautiful out.
It was 99.
It was
what
great.
Are you talking about? That's not great.
That's great. It was perfect.
Now go back to California.
It was a
where
little cool
nice
this
weather.
Morning when I went to my car this morning. I was like, oh gosh, that's
well,
freezing.
It's not humid. No, the dew point's been down.
I know.
That's what yesterday the feels like wasn't here the feels like stayed the same.
Del, here we go. Dew point. First
the feels like
of the
stayed
show.
The same. Oh, I've got a lot of converts, by the way, but I won't keep going, but notice a lot of people have converted.
So you're spreading the word of dew point? Is
yeah,
that what you
instead
are?
Instead of humidity.
Oh,
if
my
you
gosh.
Want to know how muggy it's going
to
be.
It should catch up to Christianity at any time now.
It's like saying that OPS is more important than batting average.
You're spreading the
is.
Word now. You're
yeah.
spreading the word.
If you want to know how humid it is, you just look at dew point, not humidity. It's that simple. It's just like saying if you want to see how a guy hits, you look at what kind of hitter he is, how effective he is, look at his OPS.
I don't know, John. I know my history. You said
true shooting percentage.
It might catch up with Christianity. If I know my history, Christianity will have something to say about that.
Yeah.
They generally like to snuff out new religions.
Yeah, right. This dew point religion.
Yeah, Christianity don't play.
Oh no,
that's what John's doing.
The Crusades.
John's part
have...
of the humidity religion that's yeah. trying to crusade and snuff out dew point.
I don't care about humidity. I don't care about dew point. Don't care about any of them. It was a beautiful day yesterday.
In a cart. Perfect. In a cart with a thing over you. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Or without
well,
it.
Soft.
No,
did y'all walk the course?
No, we didn't walk the course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All
That's
right.
That's what I thought.
Did you walk your part with your crabgrass?
I did.
You did? Nice. Yeah.
That's how
did
you
throw
do
a frisbee into a chain?
You do it.
Good.
That's how
nice.
You do it. You do part of, you're part of,
yeah,
you're
well,
part of society. You're part of nature. You don't just go out and smack a thing and then get in your car and then put some sand on the ground, get in your car and say, drive forward, Jeeves.
So,
You don't get to tell your butler to drive forward.
Yeah, we don't do that. I don't know if you heard, but we drive
no
our
one
own
car. Carries
carts.
My disc bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All I know is we
don't have a shoeshine guy named Clarence somewhere at the front that we just say, "Well, he's our shoeshine guy. He's been here 45 years." We don't have shoeshine guy. Maybe in here we don't have shoeshine guys at disc golf like you guys have.
Can the Jets be worse?
No, they're the worst.
It's impossible.
This is embarrassing. Like, their loss yesterday was the most.
That was a 25-yard field goal.
Yeah, it was the most embarrassing loss I've ever seen. It literally was the most embarrassing loss I've ever seen. They should have won that really actually pretty easily.
Yeah.
The Jets should have won pretty
half,
easily.
The Jets looked pretty good offensively.
Well, yeah, but they also had to have a Hail Mary to cut it to three.
Yeah,
they
no,
were
no.
down 10.
But, yeah, no, I know. But the first half, the first couple of drives, they looked real. I was like, what, man.
To me, I mean, this is turning into a this is potentially turning into a two-man race with maybe Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Josh Allen, holy crap, is he playing well. I mean, he made a winning play at the end of the game with the fake handoff that he ran back around the other side for a first down to kill off the game. Josh Allen is playing phenomenal. But that was literally the biggest screw-up game I've ever seen was a Jets. Javon Kinlaw, I can tell you didn't see the end of this. You didn't see the second half. You were probably doing your golf drinking.
No, I was probably sleeping.
Already?
Yeah. I went to bed about halftime.
Well, you just missed a bunch of F-ups. Javon Kinlaw had three penalties on one drive.
Yeah.
He kept it a little. I thought the 15-yard penalty was a little. He had a 15-yard penalty on a third down incompletion. He had a 15-yard penalty where he hit the quarterback late. But then he had an offsides on a kick on a field goal, so they got to move up 5 yards. Then he had, after they made the kick, he got a 15-yard penalty for dog cussing the referee. So he had a 15-yarder. I mean, neither one of them really mattered, I don't think. But the Jets completely blew that game yesterday. And they would have been tied for first.
Yeah.
Had they won that game. But, I mean, it was the highest.
Aaron Rodgers could go, relax. Yeah,
it was the highest number of accepted penalties in a game this year, over 200 yards of penalties.
Oh, my God.
The Jets missed. They had chance. They were down first and goal from a three. They couldn't get a touchdown.
They had a holding there.
They had to kick a field goal. Then they had, they scored a touchdown, had a holding on it. Like, it was really, really bad. Now, on the flip side of that coin, you had a really good effort from the Mets yesterday.
Yes.
The Mets, with a really strong effort of playoff baseball yesterday, got good pitching, jumped out quick, and the Mets have tied that thing up. And listen, we need the Mets to get through.
Oh, my God, do we need the Mets. How awesome was that? Listen, Mark Vientos wasn't even on the opening day roster. Mm-hmm. He didn't even make the team. He is the reason that they are where they are now. He has come up with some Lindor and Alonso also had some big moments as well. But Mark Vientos has been, and he hit a grand slam yesterday in Dodger Stadium. Holy crap. How good is that? Please make it Cleveland and the Mets in the World Series.
Or Yankees get thrown loose to the Mets.
That would be great,
That
too.
Wouldn't be bad either.
That'd be great,
But
too.
We don't want the Dodgers getting there. And we don't want the Dodgers-Yankees, because then somebody's going to win.
Oh, yeah. No. That's like evil versus.
We need both fan bases set.
Death versus evil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the worst. Just the worst. So that was totally
sweet. And the Yankees were banging it out yesterday.
Yeah, screw them.
So I think that one's going to go poorly for us.
Yeah, you do? You think the Yankees? Yeah, I don't know. Cleveland.
I think the Yanks will. Yeah, we'll I don't see. Think there's. We're the only people that could have. I mean, the Yankees, when they saw the Astros get beat, they're like, whew. It's like when the Rockets didn't have to go through the Jazz. I mean, didn't have to go through the Sonics.
Yeah. No, that
we won our title, and I mean, my God, when the Sonics got beat by an 8 seed, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, that was awesome. Denver beat them, right? It would be totally, totally sweet if Cleveland. Now look, Walker Buehler is going for the Dodgers in Game 3. He came up a 6 spot last out.
Yeah,
and he had the same guy.
And he had his watch stolen.
Yeah, did he?
Last week. Did you see that story?
No.
Oh, yeah, they jacked him for a Rolex watch. And then what was the story on that one? He had his watch stolen. There's a gang of people robbed him, just came up and bullied him and had given up the watch, he and his wife.
No kidding. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so? And, well, was it in L.A.? It happened in L.A.?
It was in your place.
That's what I
Here was. It is. Thief slipped watch off of Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler. It was in L.A. Thief surrounded starting pitcher Walker Buehler last month outside of a horse racetrack in Los Angeles suburb and slipped an expensive watch off his wrist as he jostled through the crowd, police said. It came after another professional athlete in California was a victim of brazen mugging.
Oh.
Buehler was not threatened during the theft at Santa Anita. They're investigating two similar episodes. So I don't know. Maybe it was one of these, like, what was it? Oliver Twist, or little pickpockets or whatever. Right. Maybe they had some little kids who are pickpockets
porridge.
Or something.
You think they were trying to distract them, get some.
When are you going to clean up your city?
What? Listen.
Clean up your state, John. First, it's...
Reagan told me Santa Anita is like the prettiest place ever.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's in Pasadena. It's supposed to be just gorgeous.
Oh, here's what. While walking from the paddock to a seat, Bueller was unknowingly the victim of a snatch-and-grab robbery of his watch. So it sounds like they just gave him the old bump and tug.
Yeah.
Well, which I don't sounds know
about the bump and tug thing.
Bump and tug sounds like something
it sounds
that
like,
would keep a quarterback rating down, but it's actually just it's one of those little moves. They distract you with one.
But I think that was one of the charges against Deshaun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
The old bump and tug.
Yeah, the old bump and bumperoo. Give him the old tugaroo.
Yep. No. Bump and tug was fine. When you say tug-a-roo, it's when we've now crossed over. Oh, okay. I've noticed that there's lines, Dell, that you can go up to one line and like, that's fine, you know, and then it's like, oh no, we've now crossed into tug-a-roo.
He just goes, now he says, oh, that's too much. Really?
Yeah.
No,
really?
I think the initial thing was too much.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true, too.
I reacted to the initial thing. Yeah,
a bump and tug is just where you bump the person and you grab their watch or you grab their wallet. That's pickpocketing 101.
I don't like it because you crowbarred that in.
Okay, can I tell you this? Me and my friends, me, Michael Bennis, I'm going to give you the real name so you know.
Hold on. Before you move
on. Well, maybe I shouldn't give
before
the real
you go,
names.
Before you continue, you asked me, can I tell you this?
Yeah.
Can I say no and you don't tell me this?
No.
See? Wait, yeah. Oh, you asked him a question.
Well, that was a rhetorical question.
You asked a rhetorical question.
Can I tell you this? Can I say no?
This is important in the bump and tug.
I guess I can't say no.
This is important in the bump and tug. Four of us in the French Quarter. Me, a cold weather guy that you know.
Cold weather idiot.
My buddy CC and Jero. We were all walking down. We were having a good time in the French Quarter. We're about three quarters through with our night. We just go down this alley. This man and this woman are walking towards us. He never go down an alley in the French Quarter. And the woman just
with three came, other guys you can.
Came. Yeah, but, well, you'll find out why.
Okay.
She just comes, runs up to him, and starts grabbing their junk. She's like, and the guy's just sitting there kind of laughing and smiling. And she's like grabbing their junk and give me some of this and this. And she's grabbing it and she's grabbing this guy's. And she goes over to this guy's and was trying to grab it. He's like, no, I'm good. Let me do this to you. Let me do that to you. And we're like, what the hell? And then they just walk by. We got past them like, holy crap. And I'm young. I'm in college. And they're like, man, it is crazy here. Yeah, it's crazy. We get to the next bar. Ta-da! They don't have wallets. And they had both gotten pickpocketed. One out of a back. Both out of back pockets. They had both. No, one out of a back pocket, one out of a front pocket. Both gotten their stuff taken by a lady pretending to grab their junk. And the guy behind was just basically a lookout, in case anything went down.
Yeah. In case you noticed that she was grabbing your wallet. Yeah.
So we didn't know. Luckily, I was on the back end, but they wouldn't have got any money from me. Anyway. Yeah. I didn't have any money. Uh-oh. But so that's the bump and tug. I've seen it in action before.
No.
They got bumped and actually tugged at the same time, and then boom, ta-da, more wallet.
Speaking of that, I drove on Thursday night. I randomly drove by your favorite restaurant, Handy's.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, oh, look, there's Handy's.
There's Handy's.
Yeah, there's two of them. Really good hand rolls. Excellent hand rolls for lunch. I may go get me a great hand roll.
What are you going to go get you today?
What are you going to get?
You're going to go get you a handy.
Speaking
today?
Of that, what are you getting?
Yeah, several. Hand rolls.
You need more than one?
Several hand rolls. Okay. Yes, a set, they're called.
Are you in your
I can do three, four, or
several
five
handies?
Set.
Okay.
Yeah, a three, a four, or a five. They're hand rolls. They're really good. They're called a set of
hand. I think you're overestimating your prowess. You're going to get multiple ones. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Multiple hand rolls.
Okay,
yes,
sure.
And Handy's.
Mm-hmm.
The name is Handy's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. And you saw, they sell Handy's, hand rolls there.
The windows are dark, so I'm not sure what they're selling.
Windows aren't dark there.
It was when I drove
by. They don't have dark windows.
They were closed?
Yeah, I don't know.
They were closed.
I don't know what they're selling in there.
They don't have dark windows, and they don't have the super creepy lighting.
I didn't go inside. I just saw the sign.
Yeah.
See, it's a real place.
All right. That's our first segment. When we come back, we got some Texans news and some Astros news. We're not gonna send the runner anymore. We're just not sending the runner anymore.
Or maybe we send them more.
Well, we'll see. But I do know this. Send the runner. I do know this. There are so many testosterone places around. There are a boatload of testosterone places now. Well, And they're all pretty much the same, okay? You go in there, you get your shot. If you need lab, they're going to take your blood, and they're going to send it in, and they're gonna, you're going to see how your prostate is and all of that stuff. And then the next week when you come back, you know, to possibly you'll have the results. Well, at Game Day Men's Health, how about you have the results right away? Because the lab is right there in each location, okay? Then that's not easy. That there's a reason that these other testosterone places don't do it like that, because it's not easy. It's not easy to maintain those. It's not easy. The technicians that you need, it's just different. It's just better, okay? Your initial visit, you're going to get a free consultation, which you're not getting in a lot of other places. They want to charge you like $150 just to find out whether or not you need testosterone replacement. Well, that's not the case at Game Day. Game Day is going to do it absolutely free. They're going to tell you whether or not you need it, and then they're going to come up with a plan that's customized for you. All right, it is different. They're going to have an ED plan that's a permanent solution as opposed to just throwing pills at it. They're going to have everything that you could possibly need with all the peptides and everything else. There is a bunch of stuff to make you so much healthier. Game Day, it's a game changer. GameDayMensHealth.com. GameDayMensHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we lost a couple of Houstonians yesterday. One was Gary Pettis.
Just send the runner! Send the runner!
What was that about?
I had a dream, and I was screaming at Gary Pettis.
To send the runner?
To send the runner.
He'll send him at some...
Well, or not send
challenging
him.
Times now.
Well, he was good, though. Gary Pettis was good.
He was fine.
A couple of times a year you'd have an issue with.
He was fine. He was fine. You think this is a crane move or an Espada move?
I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, a guy that's been with your organization as long as he has, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe,
but listen, the Astros.
We have no Jim idea Crane what he's like in the locker room every day.
Yeah, Jim, I think he's probably a huge problem.
No, I don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
He's probably fine. It's one of two things. Look, Jim Crane got rid of Reed Ryan. He got rid of Strami. He got rid of, he's gotten rid of a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
He's gotten rid of a bunch of guys. Scouts in the organization, front office people. Jim Crane is famous for when your time is up, like, okay, we're not renewing you.
Yeah.
Whether you're a free agent or you just work on the staff. I don't know what it is, but, you know, it could be Espada said, I want my own guy there at third. Who knows? He and Espada obviously have been on the same. Had been on the same been on the same bench with Dusty Baker, so I don't know. That was kind of strange for me yesterday.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem either way. It's just like it may just be this is how Crane operates. You know, we'll see you later. We'll go somewhere else.
What does a third base coach do when they're not being a third base coach on that line?
What does he do when he's not there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Some hit fungos, but probably not in Major League Baseball. I don't know, but not Pettis is older. I doubt Pettis would be that guy. Try Troy Schnitker.
Oh, I'm sure people know what Pettis, but he might have hit fungos. That's easy.
Schnitker probably did that.
Never know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what else he did. And maybe he didn't do anything else, and that's why, or whatever.
Did Jim Crane decide, all right, you've been here like a decade. I can get someone a little cheaper to windmill.
Well, and maybe Lopez, who's best friend.
Yeah, he's close.
Now he's his bench coach.
Yeah.
You know, Lopez was the first base coach forever.
It could be they want a young guy in the organization they don't want to lose.
Yeah.
But they want to stick
maybe with Maybe they want, coach. You know, your hitting coach to be the third base coach as well, save some money.
A lot of people are a little pissed that Alex Cintron is still there. Yesterday on Twitter, I noticed like, you're getting rid of the third best coach, but you got a team that can't score runs or hit at the end of the year, and especially in the playoffs, and he's safe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't speak to – I have no idea about the coaches.
I'm just reading.
All I know is that Gary Pettis was – I needed him to send the runner. That's all. I mean, send the runner.
Send the runner! Send the runner!
So we're not going to send a runner anymore, apparently. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do now. I think you can find a third. Dave Clark was a third base coach for a while, and he caught it as a third base coach almost as bad as he did when he was
well, third base coaches are going to catch it.
They're going to catch it. Yeah, they're going to catch it for sure. Because you know they have to make split second decisions on whether or not his guys.
And you only remember when guys get thrown out the plate. So.
Well, or they don't score with less than two out. You don't send them, or with two outs, they don't send the runner when you know, and a weak hitter's coming up to the plate, the next guy. So you know, you take those chances or you don't take those chances. That's what third base coach has got to. He's got to make split second intelligent decisions, and I think I'm going to put my name in for it. That's what I'm going to
do. Whoa. You want to
hold on a second.
You want to be a third base coach?
Yeah, I can be a third base coach.
You don't have to go back to L.A.
I don't. You're right.
You can stay here?
Well, I'd be on the road for half the year, so yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I would quit this job.
Okay, so you wouldn't do this job in the third base job?
No, I quit this job.
Because Matt Thomas does.
If somebody opens a pizzeria, I'll work for them and I'll quit this job.
Well, hold on a second. Matt Thomas.
Do you
want to
work at a pizza? Do you want to run the register?
No, just deliver. I don't care.
Oh, you want to be a delivery
driver? I do this job.
Be on the road.
And a draft job that starts today. Matt Thomas does at Rockets announcing and he does his radio job. Right. But you only want to just do one job.
One job. You can't be in semi-retirement and have two jobs.
Bill Belichick once said you had two jobs,
and
that's his famous thing. Do your two jobs.
No, he said do your job. That's all.
Do your jobs.
Do your job.
He said do your jobs.
No, he never said that. He said just said do your job. What is?
Do you plan on keeping?
What is all this? Why do we have people calling in?
Well, people for whatever reason do like talking to you guys.
Oh, Longhorn Scott wants to talk about Texas OU.
I had a scout. Text me out of nowhere. He was at the Texas game. He's like, Texas, Oklahoma. I guess it was real hot there. I didn't think it was a nice day where we were, but he said, the Longhorn fans are back to being the arrogant pieces.
Back to
always, man. Like, this guy, I know this guy pretty well, and he's like, I just want to let you know, I mean, your territory. He's not from, he scouts like the Pacific Northwest. He goes, these fans are the most arrogant. He goes, it was so good when they were losing, and because he got moved to this region this year, and I said, I'm familiar with their work, sir.
Yes.
You have one at home. I got news for you though. They're going to be really good this year, and they're probably going to be really good for the next few years.
Yeah.
You're not, if you don't like arrogant Longhorn fan, I don't think you need to move from this country.
Right. Well, speaking of arrogant Longhorn fans, Longhorn Scott is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, Longhorn Scott?
Oh, yes. Let me go grab a tissue from your soft Pacific Northwest, you know, Antifa-loving left-wing wacko who doesn't like Texas. Well, get used to it, pal. Get used to it. And by the way, OU fans, I know there's a lot of you listening. In fact, way too many. You come down here to suckle at the teat in the land of the milk and honey down here in Texas. Well, you got yourselves a problem, fellas. And, you know, it was really lovely. You had Stoops. He was a pretty darn good coach. Much as I thought he was a total, how can I put this delicately, other straight jerk with a few other thoughts really going in my head. But he was pretty consistent. And then he decides to step down. No problem. We're going to keep the whole staff. We'll just slide Lincoln Riley in there. Pretty stable. He had some problems defensively, and ultimately that didn't end well. But for the, 4 years or whatever he was there, pretty stable. But now, not stable. Not stable at all. Brent Venables, the guy with the charisma of an earthworm, and shocker, they got no offense. Welcome to the party, boys. And same thing for Bama fans. Like, y'all don't deserve to have all that stability all this time. So anyway, although I will say at least Bama's winning games. But OU, get back to the John. This is the John Blake, Howard Schnellenberger era all over again.
Yeah.
And now, it wasn't a fluke. This is happening. Just, it's inevitable. Roll over. Take it.
Wow. Roll over.
He's making the point of the guy that called me. And by the way, is that the most SEC call? He got a little shot in at Alabama. Scott is officially SEC.
SEC.
Is he SEC Scott
SEC.
Now?
SEC. SEC.
Is he SEC Scott?
He might be SEC Scott. He might change over, yeah. Oh, SEC Scott calling. Next time you call, SEC Scott, all right? Let's do that.
EC. And here's a let me tell you something.
And take it. That's terrible.
Full Bob.
You're Knight. A bad person, Scott.
And I got something to say about South Carolina and Kentucky too.
Yeah. Like, look, and Vanderbilt, watch out. We know you beat Alabama, but you ain't gonna come here and beat us.
I think Texas goes to Nashville.
Ooh, man, I hope
Nash Vegas is what they call it.
Diego.
Well, this is the game. This is the week. Longhorn fans are going to be. You're not going to be able to stop them. If they beat Georgia, you are not going to be able to stop them and their fans. Although we don't hear from, a lot of obnoxious Longhorn fans.
We hear from one.
Yeah.
We got one who does the work for everyone.
Yeah, but
who do you know that's an obnoxious Longhorn that's
that
in your
calls
circle?
The show? No.
No, that's in your circle.
Oh, there are a few of them. Yeah, acquaintances that they're just like. Well, we're back.
Well, you're the obnoxious LSU fan.
No, I'm not. I don't get in anybody's face about LSU. I don't.
Do you believe him?
No, I don't.
He gets in our face.
No, I get
you
in
get
your
our face.
Face
about lots
I get in
of
your
things.
Face, but
I don't believe you. Don't no. you? No. Don't do that.
No, I'm. It's not even my school. My daughter.
Do you
my wife's
do you make fun of people when they lose?
Yes, I love to make
this
fun
is what
of people
I'm talking
when, I,
about.
When they lose.
You're the obnoxious LSU guy.
I can't wait
guy.
Till Miami loses.
You're the obnoxious LSU guy.
No.
And Knox. No. And Oklahoma State.
And Knox
and
loses
Miami.
All the time.
Well, Miami, depending on where Alonzo is. And Houston, if his boy's there. Yeah, Oklahoma State,
and Houston
all of them.
Houston and
so,
Aggie.
Yeah.
Johnny.
No,
Aggie Johnny,
I don't make fun of Oklahoma State. That's
No, you,
that's
no you, you root for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are all your schools.
And I'm Aggie John, too.
Not so many.
Don't forget. Oh, yeah. I climb on.
Why are you Aggie, John?
Because we're the station for the Aggies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard a team who could possibly be in the playoff. Texas has had Oklahoma on Saturday, has Georgia this upcoming Saturday. Then they travel to Nashville. Trap game?
It might.
Should be because they beat Alabama.
I mean, ask Kentucky. They're not an easy
ask
out.
Ask Alabama.
But I'm saying Texas got to get up for OU. Didn't take much, but they had to get up for that emotional game. Got Georgia coming to town, biggest game of the year, and then they go to Nashville.
Listen, Vanderbilt just went to Kentucky as a 9-point dog and beat them 20-13. They were at home as a 20.5-point dog and beat Alabama. You ain't laying up against – they're not giving up layups.
Oh, you know what, though?
You're going to get a hard foul.
I think they're going to catch Texas's attention, too. They're not just.
I mean,
ever since Nick Saban said that, right? When he said, when they asked, you know, he said there is no easy place to go to in the SEC and play except Vanderbilt.
And
ever since then, they've been kicking everybody's ass.
Well, he said partly because we have more fans there, and that game, yes, Alabama had more
fans.
It just didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. But really, is it easy place to go now, Nick?
Well, it's easy for him.
Yeah. Well, it was easy for him. But it ain't for anybody else now. No.
I'm just looking
now,
like...
Now, Texas is going to catch it because of Nick Saban. Texas is going to catch it and lose in Nashville because of Nick Saban.
So
nice
Georgia
job,
State
Nick.
Beat them 36-32. Then Missouri had to hang on 30-27 in overtime at home. This is a Missouri team that was ranked 19th. They barely beat Vanderbilt in overtime. Then Alabama came in and got smacked, a ranked team. Then Vanderbilt went to Kentucky and smacked them. Like, this is not a layup anymore.
No. What I heard one SEC coach say this. He goes, man, you'd think it was, I think it was Summy. He goes, you go to all these places, Tennessee and Florida and all of these monsters, and you go, holy crap, these defensive lines are just huge. And then you go to Vanderbilt, and you're like, wait a minute. They're big, too. They're huge. I mean, you're like, what the hell? You're supposed to get a break here.
Yeah,
but you ain't getting a break at Vanderbilt now.
Not this year.
Not this year, you're not. But with Diego Pavic.
You think Texas could be in trouble because they're looking ahead to Vanderbilt?
Wow.
And Georgia sneaks up and gets them?
Is Georgia the trap game?
Georgia's the trap game. Yes. The giant killer is Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
You're probably looking ahead to Vanderbilt and like, hey, guys, listen, we cannot afford to look past Kirby Smart in Georgia. They've won national championships.
Yeah, just because you guys are looking ahead. Stop looking ahead. We got Georgia this week.
Trap game, Georgia. Look out.
Time to talk. GiveMeTheVin.com. We'll talk about, you gain one, you lose one at the Texans. That's what's been happening. We'll talk about that on the other side. But right now we got GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. I got John Clay Wolf. And I got a guarantee from John Clay Wolf. It says, if you cannot If he cannot beat your price, whatever price CarMax is going to pay you for your vehicle, then he'll send you $100. My boy Michael got one. He got that check. I was like, he never pays that off. Michael goes, yeah, he paid me. He gave me $100. I went to CarMax, and then John Clay Will said, well, your car is really not worth that. You know, I just can't go that high. Here's $100. And so CarMax got ripped off, and Michael got $100. So all in the same. John Clay Wolf has a theory. I'm going to give you more for your vehicle. I'm just going to make less when I sell it at auction. That's all. But when you do the volume that John Clay Wolf does, because he does beat the prices almost every time, then you know what? You're the winner. He's a winner. Everybody's a winner on you selling that vehicle. And it's simple. I've done it. Gone and signed it all up. Went through the process. It takes about 15 minutes. Literally about 15 minutes. Just know your license plate. Take a couple pictures of your vehicle. Boom. And you're going to get yourself a quote. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
D'Amico is coming off the suspension. He'll fit right in very smoothly. He understands how we play, our style of play. D'Amico has been a productive pass rusher in this league for a long time. He had over 10 sacks last year, so I'm expecting him to just pick up where he left off, just come in being disruptive, playing the way he plays. He plays hard, he plays relentless, and he fits right in with our group.
Will he practice this week?
Of course.
He's good to go.
D'Amico Autry is back. He's back after his suspension. It's a big lift.
Lost Mario Edwards.
And he can, yeah, IR'd Mario Williams. It is, yeah.
No, they didn't IR him. They suspended him for drugs.
No, well, that's a drug IR.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's kind of like being injured. Oh, that's what he got pumped for?
Yeah.
What kind of drugs?
Well, not the kind you're supposed to take, apparently. Not the good kind.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, maybe it was the good kind.
He might have had a good time. It wasn't the six that D'Amico got for, like, a performance enhancing.
No.
This was the four-gamer for the party drugs, apparently. Yeah.
Having a good time.
Yeah. Mario Edwards having a good
four
time.
Four games, and it's, so right when you think your depth is going to get where it needs to be. I think, you know, Foto Fatakasi's played pretty well this year.
Yeah, and you got Settle, and you got...
Settle's okay.
And Barnett he's been banged up, but he's played.
Settle's okay. I just mean along the interior. Khalil Davis has been pretty good. Kurt Heinisch was going to travel with the team, and at the last second, they pulled him off
maybe now he does because Edwards isn't there.
Yeah.
Interesting to see how he uses D'Amico now, though.
It will be. You know, I think originally the plan had been for him to maybe get some first and second down snaps at defensive end as a power end and stop the run. And now, I don't know. I don't know what his weight is. You know, you just got to see where he kept his weight. If he's in the 270s, or low 280s, then he may need a play end. If he's up at 290, you know, he can play some defensive tackle, I guess. But we'll see. I just know he is a guy who's a relentless pass rusher. He had 10 sacks, as D'Amico mentioned yesterday, but he's very good at getting up the field. And this is something that we're starting to see more. I don't know if you saw this, but the Texans have a high pressure rate. They get after the pocket. So while we were, you know, you did have, by the way, 4 sacks between the 2 defensive ends last week. So we had talked about you weren't getting pressure from the ends. You got it last week. And I don't care how bad the tackles are. Just go get a quarterback.
Yeah,
they did, and the Texans went and got a quarterback yesterday.
Will Anderson Jr., if I'm not mistaken, 5.5 of his 6 sacks are against Caleb Williams and last week.
Well, they're against Braxton Moore and that backup right tackle, but he got one against the left tackle as well.
Drake May and the 2 rookie quarterbacks is who he just assaulted.
Yeah. You know what? They need to be assaulted, too.
Yeah, no, they absolutely. No, I'm not against a physical assault in the NFL.
They do.
They needed to be assaulted?
It sounds bad, but they do.
Yeah.
If you're a Texan fan, they need to be. All quarterbacks need to be assaulted, except for yours.
Yeah, well.
I feel like we could just move around the word assault and say sacked, pressured.
Yeah. I like assault.
What if
you did that to somebody in the street?
It'd be a crime.
It'd be a crime. Yeah, so it would be assault.
Yeah, it'd be an assault.
But it's okay on a football field?
Yeah,
okay.
Actually, it is.
Well, actually, yeah, he's making a good point because if they did assault, then there are potential charges.
So
yeah.
Do you want Will Anderson charged with the crime?
I don't.
Well, it was a crime against humanity what he did to Drake May.
We're not deep enough.
No, what he did to those offensive linemen. Drake May got the worst of it, but he did bully those offensive linemen.
He did. Yeah. I mean, he was.
We kind of stand up to bullying in the NFL, so maybe we do need to charge Will Anderson with something.
Charge him with defensive player of the week. Okay.
Does it count if you're going against Patriots offensive linemen?
Charges yes. Accepted.
Three sacks counts.
It does count.
He'll be defensive player of the week.
I'm not saying it won't happen, but can we grade on a curve?
No.
He will be defensive player of the week.
Hey, who'd you get those sacks against?
Oh yeah, yes. Never mind.
Yeah, forget it. Let's look at the next candidate.
You know what you never hear that about ever is who did. And I'm being serious here. Have you noticed that you never hear that about home run hitters?
Yeah.
Who'd you hit your home runs against? Did you hit it against Skubal? No, I hit it against some guy who's not very good.
Ort.
I hit it against popped Ort. Home run against Ort. Oh, you hit one out against Ryan Presley. Big deal.
Well,
no one ever says that about home runs. It's
big
just like,
deal
sweet
anyway.
Home run. Why can't
Maybe
we say
we
that
should.
About sacks?
Maybe we should.
No,
Maybe
why we don't should. We just not worry about who you're getting your sacks
where did your home run? Who did your home runs come against?
That's just a whole new level of arguments.
Right.
The argument
that
guy want to have.
You know what? You don't think baseball nerds going to come up with against the better pitchers in the league? He hits this way
expected
and
expected home run, whatever.
Oh my God.
Hey, so do we have the question? There was a question asked yesterday, Dell. If Christian, what's up with Christian Harris? Is he back this week?
No, D'Amico said he'd let people know.
Do we have that sound?
Because he didn't let anyone know.
Because D'Amico says no. He was asked. He goes, you ask this question every week. I'll let you know when he's back. Like, okay. It's going to be this week.
No, it ain't this week.
It ain't going to be this week.
It ain't this week. Hey, we got callers that have been. Oh, Mark just left. How about Justin? Let's get Justin in
Mark,
here.
Mark, call in from 10 to 12. We get to calls.
No, we'll take your call, Mark. No. I was just going to Mark right now.
Yeah, he had been on for 20 minutes.
Well, we were just going to him.
Okay.
Justin, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Really good game to watch this weekend on the Texans. And it's got me excited for the game against the Packers. But I was looking at the schedule, and they're playing a noon game. Can we put the schedule makers on IR? Because it is criminal that we are forced to watch another Jets game in primetime Sunday night, and especially against the Steelers. Like, that is going to be deathly boring football.
Yeah, and did you see who's the next international game? It's or the Thursday game this week? It's like Titans. Is it Titans, Jags? It's something just terrible.
Oh, the Jags are in London against the Patriots.
Yeah, the Jags are
staying. Jags and Patriots, that's what it is.
No, that's Sunday morning.
That's Sunday again.
Still, we got that game. I guess it's early enough to where you don't have to be bothered
with it. They put them in the earliest game where nobody's watching in the morning.
That's its own game. You know how much ratings those games do?
Yeah, no.
Way higher than you think.
It would be.
Yeah. They do.
That would be way higher than I think.
This is what we're sending over to other countries to get excited about football.
Saints Broncos.
Jags versus New England.
Broncos Saints.
Sean Payton revenge game or Saints revenge
game. Oh, my God. Yeah. Rattler Knicks. Why are we just running off all these rookie quarterbacks?
Didn't we see those guys? Well,
it was supposed to be Derek Carr, and it's supposed to be Sean Payton going back to the Saints.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's in Denver, so it's not a home game for the Saints, but still. Sean Payton versus
not.
Former
it's in,
team.
It's in
oh, why did they say Saints? It's set up here, Saints versus Broncos.
Well, you already knew what was going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They didn't get to do their Aaron Rodgers thing last year because of the injury. So this year they're doing their Aaron Rodgers thing. And you know what? Had they been able to convert in a red zone and turn things into touchdowns, it'd have been an easy win.
What
they'd
about
have been tied
Brees
for
Hall?
First.
Brees Hall breaks free, gets
Taylor
makes no
Rapp,
move,
all
and
you,
Taylor
twice
Rapp.
He has moves where he doesn't make moves against. He doesn't set up a defensive. He had a pitch play where this guy just went where Christian Benford went just right underneath. Teron Smith, set him up and then go outside.
Yeah, but
it's
this one,
basic.
He's 3 yards away from the end zone, makes no move. He gets stopped. Taylor Rapp gets him out of bounds. They don't score a touchdown.
Nope, they end up with a field goal to tie the game. It should have been an easy touchdown. And they had that multiple times. So, yeah, had they scored touchdowns, maybe it's a different thing. You know, maybe we're saying, okay, they're now 4-2.
They'd be three and three tied for first, and would have the tiebreaker, so they'd be in first place over the Bills.
Yep. 744 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Mark. Let's get him in before we take a break because we said we'd get him in right away. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just wanted to call in and see if you guys are ready for this disaster that's coming, this Category 5 hurricane of the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, because I'm not ready for this. And I know it's coming, and it's going to be unbearable from both sides, much less the Yankees side. I feel like that's going to be worse than the Dodgers side. I just want to hear y'all.
I have faith. No, there's bad people on both sides. Well, I have bad people on both sides. I have faith that the Dodgers will gag again. I have all the faith in the world.
Because is that what you'd rather
have? The Mets
have?
Would come, will come through.
Because of the history of the Mets coming through?
No, the Mets have come through in history before. Been one of the clubs, more than the amazing Mets.
More than the Dodgers have in history?
Yeah, the Dodgers suck.
Well, I would say
recent history tells you they gag. They gag. But
they make World Series, don't they?
No.
They made one, two, right? They made two in the last 7 years.
They lost them both.
No, they won.
No, they won in 20, but...
Well, come on. We're not doing... I forgot they won the COVID World Series and the Lakers won the COVID NBA championship. No one cares about your bubble World Series. It literally doesn't count.
It only doesn't count for people who don't like them.
Yeah, we don't count them.
Yeah,
no, we don't count your 40-game World Series. It doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. Absolutely.
It's the biggest asterisk of all time.
But the 2017 one counts.
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah, okay. They played 162.
Even if there was a known
They gave the old bump
scandal.
And tug to the Dodgers in L.A.
You don't have to crowbar that term into everything.
It kind of does. It kind of does. That's what gets you in the Hall of Fame, Dale. Okay.
Well, I'm learning.
When you crowbar.
My wife said yesterday, okay, so we're bringing the kids to the Hall of Fame induction, right? I'm like, what?
No.
I gotta buy tickets for them?
No.
It's tickets?
And
it's
hotels?
A ticketed thing?
And hotels.
It's a ticketed thing. And a hotel?
No. I know I'm staying home.
And I said,
I gotta buy tickets?
Yeah. And she goes, yeah, why can't the family?
No.
They're proud of you. I said,
How many rooms?
It costs money. We're gonna go the Friday night. We're gonna party at the hotel. They got a party for us, and then Saturday morning at noon we get inducted, and then you go home.
Yeah,
it's at noon.
We're gonna be hungover.
It's
12 to 3. The ceremony.
I don't even know when I get there on Friday because we have stuff we have to.
Well, get there
on Friday.
Get there because we're gonna go to the bar and we're gonna.
Legitimately, I wouldn't even have to stay there.
And Nicole want to get.
Why don't you just get there at noon?
We're not getting wasted. Yeah. Especially, we'd have our kids there anyway.
Can't you leave on
Saturday? No, that's why you don't bring them.
Well, you leave on, for Lance, and John wants to get there and drink. Lance, you leave on a Saturday morning, get there at 12, you'd be back by what, 6?
That's true.
It's a
3-hour drive.
Yeah.
So you want a 6-hour drive with the kids.
No, don't take them.
No hotel.
Well, don't take them.
I don't like it.
No, oh, no, don't take
them. Yeah, just make the day trip and then come
home. No. He's got a hotel room already.
Oh, you already got a hotel room?
I could cancel and let Todd save his money.
No.
I don't know even what time I'm getting there on Friday. While you're going to be drinking on your own tab, by the way. Oh, no, I think it's theirs on Friday.
No,
it's theirs on Saturday.
Theirs on Saturday? Oh, I don't know.
On Saturday after the event, if you're ticketed, they've got drinks for you.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Not enough, probably.
Beer and wine.
Probably not enough. They better load up.
They have banquet beer for
are you guys getting
banquet beer is fine
you'll you, drink that
yeah.
Okay. Are you guys getting like presenters, like someone going to relive the greatest moments in career and make a speech for you guys?
Yeah, who would our presenter
be? It's got to be Todd. He's the only one that's going to be there.
But who would our presenter be if we could choose? Probably Gilbert. I don't want to have to take him or anything, but
you want
Gilbert would probably be the presenter.
A Zoom.
Hey.
You know what they did? They brought me a steak. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Todd has to
do it.
Where's Colleen?
How's that sound, anyway?
So Todd will do it because he campaigned for you, right? Is that how it would work?
Yeah.
I think we should have Chris Jones be our presenter. He's our second.
You want to explain why that's funny?
Well, he's the producer that didn't like us.
Well, I don't like you.
Well,
what's the difference?
Well, we used to ask him to do work.
I want Dell to present us.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I don't think we can have Rusty, probably.
I'd have to be there.
I doubt it.
I'm not going. That's a big
Our first
weekend.
Producer didn't really like us either.
No.
That makes sense. I understand his complaints.
Did Nooney Oaks like us by the time he
Neither
left?
Did our fifth one, Aaron.
Well.
Neither did our
RJ
he liked
did.
Me fine.
RJ did.
RJ liked us. Yeah.
Except that time you left him and he got locked into a...
Oh, yeah. We found out that he got locked into a casino sports book.
Because you guys...
Hey!
Let me out.
Just took off. You guys left me. Where are you guys?
Yeah, I guess no producers can do it.
No.
What do you hate, Bill Van Rysdam, our old program director for 610? You said you're going to kick his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he could do it.
He didn't like us.
What about Laura Morris? Can she do it, who was our old general manager?
Nope,
610?
She didn't like us.
Huh, you sued them.
You're leaving.
You know what?
Who could present you guys and like you while doing
it? It's very difficult to find anybody we've worked with.
Todd will do it.
Todd will do it. Todd likes us.
Craig?
Which one? Sheeman or... No. Or Larson.
Larson. Yeah, he would do it.
He would do it.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd be the best choice.
He'd like us.
David Gow would be a good choice.
Yeah, David Gow would be a great
David
choice.
David Gow or Todd. But as far as...
Well, Todd's not going to like us if we continue this segment without breaking.
Well,
he's going to officially not like us.
For what? We're going to do your commercials?
Well, we should do them right now, I think, since it's already, 8 minutes past where we're supposed to be.
Can we get Josh paid on today and tomorrow?
Let's do it. Let's talk Chastain Ford right now. Chastain Ford is one of my favorite places. It's my favorite place I've ever bought a vehicle, that's for sure. And it'll be your favorite place too. Chastain Ford, I believe in them. I trust them. I know that they're going to give me the best deal that they possibly can. I know they're going to work their tail off to get me that deal. I know that they are going to do that because they want me to come back. And I have come back multiple times to buy a vehicle. As a matter of fact, I may trade this one in and get a different one from them. But I know that they're going to work their tail off to get me the best vehicle I can possibly get. It's what Chastain does every time. Like, I talk about Hogue Landscape Services. I think they've got 15 trucks or more. And I've got them all from Chastain Ford because they just know. Businesses know. Before we started doing this, Chastain Ford was the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. And what does that tell you about them? It tells you businesses that all they care about is the bottom line, making sure they get the best deal with the best service and the best price they can possibly get, customized the way they want it. All of those things. And that's what Chastain Ford does. That's why they were number one. I know this. Businesses trust them, I trust them. And I trusted them the last four times I've bought a vehicle. And I'm going to continue to do that at ChastainFord.com. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, is that Captain Chompers? Captain Chompers was an intern here, and he's listening to the show right now, and we're going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame on November 2nd, and maybe Chompers can present us. Chompers?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I'd be honored to throw my hat in consideration to be one of y'all's presenters. You got to the Hall of Fame. The Lord is here in Houston now, and I enjoy the working for you both. It's still the best job I ever had, bar none. You guys deserve it more than anyone. Hell of a career. Looking at y'all every day. Congratulations. Very happy for you both.
What would you say if you were our presenter?
I would say each and every day when I wake up in the morning, I continue to be absolutely captivated by your performance. You guys bring it every day. You have for 30 years.
That's
best combo, not only in Houston history, but in national history. And it's just an amazing career.
Yeah,
honored to have been a part of it.
I don't think anybody believed that. But
I believe it.
Well, the captivated thing's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That's we're talking probably 15
Very
years
deep
ago.
Cut.
Yeah. A deep cut, maybe longer than that.
Yeah, no, didn't you say?
It was from about 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
this book has captivated me.
Yeah.
Pat Williams. I'll never forget. That's why it's a deep cut. He said that. Chomper said that. We forced him to read a Pat Williams book. And
I don't know if he ever read it.
I don't know that he did. And because we said that was the whole thing. We made him come in here, Chompers. He was Chompers just because he had braces. And wasn't he in high school at the time?
He wasn't even in
college. We said, tell us about this book. You're supposed to do a book. We said, we need you to read this. We have Pat Williams coming on. So read the book and tell us what it's about. So we're ready for the interview. And I said, what would you tell Pat Williams if you were interviewing him? I don't think he was on with I think we're asking him hypothetically. This book has captivated me.
Has absolutely captivated me.
And then he was in a fight. Then Raheel bullied him into a fight with another intern where
he suggested he provided a favor to that guy's girlfriend.
Yes. It was really poor radio.
Oh, my God. And he said it on the air.
He was not supposed to say it. No, it was
something he's not supposed to say.
Yeah.
But that's because of Raheel.
Yeah, well,
makes people do things
Raheel
they don't
want to
do.
Raheel could present you guys, a former producer who could present you guys. Raheel could do it.
Yeah, I would trust Raheel.
Oh, he's so phony, though.
That's true.
Maybe we should just have a contest.
I won't believe a word he says about us.
Well,
it doesn't matter. We just need it to be believable.
I know, but he's
people.
Everybody knows he's phony.
No, that's fine. I love what Chomper said. Like, every day I wake up captivated.
Captivated by what
the job.
You guys
and, like,
do.
Should not we have just, a contest to see who should present
you should
us?
Get that done. Not just local, but national.
Yeah.
I don't think we have. They say,
all right, 713-780-3776. Call in if you want to, and we'll let you try out, like, what are you going
to
say?
We got to build to this because we're still, like, 3 weeks away, so we got to have a contest, a real contest.
But the thing is it's never going to pay off because there are no presenters. So
what if we came and brought our own?
Yeah, and just
I wonder
instead of us talking,
yeah, just bullied them out of the way.
Hey, we've got a presenter here, actually, guys. What? I wish you had never.
Well, you got four. You know what? You got 4 minutes. So whatever that presenter takes up, you got less.
What would I say?
What are you guys going to say?
Captain Chompers couldn't just say he cat. We're.
I
want to
thank the little people.
Are you going to write a speech? What are you guys going to say?
First, little people. I'm going to say Dell.
No, I thought you meant actual little people like Willow and. And Tyrion Lannister. What little people? I'm not one of your little people.
The little people that have made
Willow.
Us.
Willow.
What other little people?
Warwick Davis.
I want to thank the little people.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister. Warwick Davis. Anybody that wrestled.
What about when we had wrestlers?
Yeah.
We had wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For entertaining
but
me for years.
That's what it was called
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it was
Where?
Called that. No, just...
Yeah. Here, on the station.
Yes.
Yes.
We
did shows from there.
Yeah, you did a show after, like, your normal show.
Yes.
You went out to an event.
Oh, it was
I could not have been there because that would be a memorable moment.
I
think Raheel did it, right?
Yeah. We all did it. We did... We actually announced
that. I must have been gone because I would remember that.
Yeah, you were gone.
Yeah, you had already... Turncoat.
I would have stayed longer if I'd have known that was coming up.
You already pulled an Art Modell.
Oh, let's see Keith. Okay, who is Keith going to present us as? Maybe Keith Genghis Khan? Hi, I'm Genghis Khan, and I want to talk about Lance and John.
Well, we've had multiple Keiths call in over the years, so you never know who this is.
Well, this is probably...
It's not Longhorn Keith.
No. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys, this is the Keith that was at the boot shop. Two-year loyal listener.
Yeah.
I was at the semi-pro premiere 15 to 20 years
Wait,
ago.
Wait, you were
you guys
the semi-pro? That terrible movie?
I was
with...
at that premiere.
Yeah, remember when we had all listeners go to semi-pro with Jackie Moon?
Yeah,
that
was
the,
awful.
The Tropics, it was a really bad one. Oh, I didn't know you. God, I didn't know you'd been around that long. Do your presenter speech. Go ahead.
No, my idea for presenters, you guys book AJ, Big Justice, and the Rizzler and bring them out. They're probably pretty affordable despite... social media stardom.
Get
those three guys out to wherever you guys are presenting in the Hall of Fame, Nacogdoches or wherever it is.
It's Kilgore. Texas. It's not Nacogdoches.
It's Kilgore.
Get the Rizzler. The Rizzler is the hottest thing on the market right now. They were at the Knicks celebrity game.
Those
guys will boost the Hall of Fame presentation. Let's go.
Yeah, they're New Yorkers, though. Who's looking for New Yorkers?
Have you heard We Bring the Boom?
No, I have not.
Okay, just Google
We
Bring the Boom.
Yeah,
that's AJ and Justice are these guys who do things at Costco for some reason. I've got to do it. They're a father and son who wanted to go viral, and they did, and now they're being booked at parties. And it's
you want to book them for this?
No.
No, I don't.
Those guys get on my nerves. But weirdly, the song is kind of catchy, and I really hate to admit that. Because it's so... I hate myself for thinking that, honestly. Wait until you see these guys. I'll show you during a break.
We Bring the Boom? All right.
AJ.
You know who else brings the boom? Daspit.
John Daspit does bring the boom.
He does bring
the boom. Oh, man, it's a perfect segue. When it comes time to defend you in a personal, not defend you, he comes down to represent you in a personal injury lawsuit because you're out there suing the insurance company, trying to get the money that you should get for your pain and suffering, for your injuries, for your hospital bills, for your time missed from work, all of these things, all of these features. John Daspit is going to be the one who's there for you, and it's going to be his law firm. John oversees a lot of the cases. He is very, very busy right now.
Very busy.
Right now, I think, because I'm having a hard time getting a hold of John because I know he's working nonstop. So make sure that you have John Daspit on your side because his lawyers are – they know when they are hired by John Daspit, they're going to work nonstop too. They're fighting for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.